This is UN News Today with me, Conor Lennon. The headlines. Over 10,000 patients are still waiting to be evacuated from Gaza, says WHO. The UN Refugee Agency sounds the alarm as climate change pounds displaced communities worldwide. And UN Sexual Health Agency, UNFPA, launches a new strategy to help end female genital mutilation and child marriage in East and Southern Africa. More than 20 children were allowed to leave Gaza on Thursday to receive medical care, as the first evacuations since Israel closed the Rafah crossing with Egypt on the 7th of May. The development came as UN aid workers reported scenes of total devastation in the enclave. Here's Louise Wateridge from UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, telling us what she'd seen in Gaza after crossing through Kerem Shalom on Thursday.
Gaza Strip is destroyed. I was shocked going through Khan Yunis yesterday because the last time I was in Khan Yunis, the buildings are skeletons, if at all. Everything is rubble. And yet, people are living there again. I've seen nothing like it. When the last I was there, it was a ghost town because people had fled for their lives from Khan Yunis. There is nothing there. There's no water there. There's no sanitation. There's no food. And now people are living back in these buildings that are empty shells of themselves. You can see where the walls have been blown out and blasted out. There are, you know, sheets in place. There's blankets in place. People trying to protect themselves from the sun.
Commenting on the evacuation of cancer patients, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, head of UN Health Agency WHO, said more than 10,000 others needed to leave Gaza for medical treatment, including some who were seriously wounded, suffering major trauma, or severe chronic disease, including cancer. But according to WHO, of the more than 13,800 people who've requested medical evacuation since the 7th of October last year, only 35% have been evacuated. In a post on the social media platform X, Tedros appealed for medical evacuations through all available routes. Severe flooding in southern Brazil last month has claimed at least 170 lives, displaced over 600,000 people, and affected approximately 2.39 million in total. Among those impacted are 43,000 refugees and others in need of international protection, including Venezuelans, Haitians and Cubans, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, which warned on Friday that devastating extreme weather events and disasters are uprooting displaced communities and forcing them to start from zero once again. As the frequency, intensity and magnitude of climate disasters are expected to increase, UNHCR Special Advisor for Climate Action, Andrew Harper, appealed for the inclusion of refugees and other displaced communities in government's social protection schemes. He said risk mitigation, reconstruction, contingency and adaptation plans were also sorely needed. Mr. Harper explained that catastrophic floods, earthquakes, cyclones, storms and heat waves have devastated refugee and internally displaced communities in Africa, the Americas, Asia and beyond, with no end in sight. In East Africa and the Great Lakes region, hundreds of thousands are still struggling with the severe impacts of devastating floods that swept through the region between April and May of this year, he added. And in the hardest hit countries, Burundi, Ethiopia, Kenya, Rwanda and Somalia, many refugees' homes have been destroyed and critical infrastructure damaged. Mr. Harper warned there's also a high risk of flooding in Sudan and South Sudan, where heavy seasonal rains are affecting areas hosting thousands of people fleeing the year-long deadly conflict in Sudan. The UNHCR official also highlighted severe vulnerabilities in Chad, which has welcomed 600,000 Sudanese refugees since the start of the war, and where heavy rains are now damaging fragile refugee shelters and infrastructures in the east. And recent data shows that more than 50 million girls in Africa are at risk of undergoing female genital mutilation, or FGM, by 2030, unless concerted actions taken to stop the harmful practice, which amounts to a grave human rights violation, UN Sexual and Reproductive Health Agency, UNFPA, warned on Friday. Tackling the scourge of FGM, a form of gender-based violence, is among the goals of a new UNFPA campaign focused on East and Southern Africa to empower women and girls and help them reach their full potential. Launched in Johannesburg, the UN Sexual and Reproductive Health Agency's Social Innovation Toolkit seeks to empower young people through digital innovation so that they can also address other critical challenges, including child marriage. The hope is to empower young entrepreneurs to create innovative projects in the digital sphere that can tackle the scourge of FGM and child marriage. Recognising the importance of financing for young entrepreneurs, UNFPA's called on philanthropic and banking institutions, including the African Development Bank, to lend their support.